This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Looks like the government isn't going to shut down. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Broadcasting from Charleston, North Carolina, South Carolina. I'll tell you what, it's so cold here, it could be anywhere else in the United States. But it's not about how cold it is here. It's about the fact that you're not going to be frozen out. How about the pressure now that's on the Senate to actually keep the government open? The House passed a stop gap spending bill, but more than a dozen Senate Dems say they're voting against it. Wow. I say wow because we are down this road so many bloody times, aren't we, folks? I don't even know how to disguise this. When I say America Tonight is a snapshot of what's going on in this country and it's about the water cooler buzz that you and I are talking about, we got to be talking about this. So here's the upshot of it. The Senate is bracing for a potential shutdown, basically. Republicans passed the spending bill in the House out of their chamber late on Thursday night, but the bill's future in the Senate is, well, precarious. There's about a dozen Dems already announcing they'd vote against it, period. So unlike in the House, where Republicans could pass the bill without Republican votes, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell needs Democrats to pass the bill out of the Senate. And it's interesting because there was all this conversation about what was going to be in and what was the compromises, and many of the Democrats, to sum it up, were frustrated with the House passed CR on the fact that the bill did nothing to protect the thousands of recipients of DACA. So it's the immigration tug of war again. And what is DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program? Because guess what? It expires on March 5th. Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine, said that he was tired of continuing resolutions. You know, he said what I think. We have to close this escape hatch and stop voting for CRs and tell leadership they have to make their deals, and then we get it done. And they're not getting it done. But this is the same old song we've been singing on this show for how many years? So here we go again. Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia Democrat, said, I want to keep the government open. I'm just going to work and work and work and work and work and work to keep the government open. Keep doing it, Joe, because right now it's not looking good. Tick tock, tick tock. Anyway, to me, that's a big story because people start to panic and it becomes ugly. And it becomes ugly for a reason, because they don't want their money messed with. They want their offices open. And there's a whole lot of that would be affected by a shutdown. Let's face it. I'm going to zoom in a different direction because there are a couple of other things that are happening, including the fact that a Trump appointee, the president appointee, is out after he resigned after some comments. Carl Higbee had to resign as the public face of the agency that runs AmeriCorps after the K-file review of racist, sexist, they say, anti-Muslim remarks. In fact, here I am at the Forbes Summit, and somebody immediately ran up to me and said, did you hear the comments? Did you hear the blowback? Did you hear what was going on? And these were comments that he made, you know, on a radio station, and they, of course, blew up all over the place. And Higbee is a former Navy SEAL and conservative media personality. He was definitely a big surrogate for the president during the presidential campaign in 2016. He was on cable news. He served as a spokesperson for the Trump-aligned Great America PAC. You get the story here. So bottom line is, once that was picked up and it was pumped out and people started to talk about it, it was, you know, it's going nowhere fast, except for him leaving the White House. He made comments about, again, Black Americans, Muslims, women, LGBT people, veterans suffering from PTSD, and immigrants. So this was a presidential appointee, an administration appointee, and that's all she wrote when it comes to that. All right, then there's this other story. It's a follow-up, so It's shocking, and it's something that, again, people brought up to me today. Larry Nasser, who is the scumbag, I'm sorry, again, I can't hide my frustration over this nutball, who was the Team USA doctor and was at Michigan State, and I'm sorry, nobody uncovers this, give me a break. So he was a serial sexual abuser, a predator. He accused the judge presiding over his case of conducting a four-day sentencing media circus for her own benefit. And this was a letter that was read out loud in court, and went on to say all kinds of things about media cameras and all this other stuff. And Nasser is the former doctor, like I said, for USA Gymnastics. He pled guilty to 7 counts of criminal sexual conduct in a courtroom in Michigan as part of his sentencing. About 100 victims in all expected to speak in court about his abuse and the impact it's had on their lives. As of Thursday morning, over 50 victims had spoken already, and good for the victims. They need to get their moment in the courtroom to look at him, address him, whatever, and get it out there, because some of these are very famous people. Some of them aren't. It doesn't matter. They were young, young, innocent girls, and it's despicable what happened there, and shame on Team USA for not the gymnastics part, for not figuring that out sooner. And I get it that sometimes that is hard to uncover, but there's so many decades that this ran that to me that just seems so outrageous that there was no place to go and nobody said anything, and there just wasn't a swift enough reaction, I think, for me, for my taste. And at least now I would say, hey, this guy's out of there, so thank goodness moving forward nobody suffers under his guise. So, you know, thank goodness. Meanwhile, as all of that is happening, there's one other one to throw in here. And again, it has to do with our legal system, so I'm going to lump it in. Bill Cosby, where have you been? Didn't it seem like we were talking about Bill Cosby a lot on this show, because we were giving you, again, the snapshot of what people were buzzing about in the United States? Well, prosecutors are preparing for Bill Cosby's retrial on sexual assault charges, and apparently they want to call 19 accusers to try to show a pattern of prior bad acts over 5 decades. Remember, the comedian's first trial ended with a hung jury, and that was back in June, shocking some people, not shocking others. In that proceedings, just to kind of set it up for you, prosecutors asked to call 13 other accusers, but the judge allowed only one to testify, a woman who said she was attacked by Cosby at a Los Angeles hotel back in the mid-90s. So now, in this filing, prosecutors are asking the court to reconsider the earlier order, saying that the 19 women's accusations show that Cosby's prior bad acts are definitely sufficiently distinctive and so nearly identical as to become the signature pretty much of the same perpetrator. So I'm just reading you exactly what the docket would say. And this isn't going away. You know, this isn't going to go, this wasn't going to go away when it went away on the hung jury. Now, you know how far this goes, but there's a new legal team for retrial. It's set for April 2nd in suburban Philly. Prosecutors say the 19 were about among, again, I'll repeat this shocking statistic, the 50 they interviewed claiming that he drugged and sexually assaulted them. So not so fast if you think the Cosby situation is over. I guess let's put it that way. All right, hang with us. Ton more coming your way next here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one seller.
best-selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Will this night fulfill our promises and bury us in peace? Would leave us free.
Joining us now on America Tonight is Norden Mengel. He is the spokesperson for WBO. And today they launched something very important with the Human Rights Awareness Campaign in New York City, or they did that the other day. After a month of implementing the campaign in London, and we're talking about people that have been murdered or disappeared by Pakistani security forces. Norden, thanks so much for coming on the show, and tell us what WBO is and what you've launched to raise this awareness for a place that I think many people don't know.
The World Baloch Organization is working to raise the issue of human rights abuses taking place in Balochistan, human rights abuses being committed by the Pakistani authorities. So we're trying to raise awareness internationally, because people back home, whoever does talk about this issue, whoever advocates for it, ends up being disappeared or killed, as you said. So what we're trying to do is tell the world about what's going on. Unfortunately, this region, even though it's been at the focal point of when it comes to foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy, but still, surprisingly, not a lot of people know about it. It's the size of Texas, Balochistan, but, you know, no one knows about it.
Yeah, and tell us about it. So it was annexed by Pakistan in, what, the 40s?
In 1948. So in 1947, Pakistan and India, they both, after the British left, these two became independent countries, and the Baloch people, who were secular people, were given the option whether they wanted to join Pakistan, because Pakistan, again, was created on the basis of religion. They said that they didn't want to be a part of India because they wanted to have a separate Muslim state. So they became an independent state, and India was separate. So we were given the option of joining either or becoming independent. Now, the Baloch people decided to go for independence. And 9 months later, Pakistani troops invaded Balochistan, the capital, and took over. And since then, they've been carrying out military operations over the past 7 decades against the people.
Wow. And so obviously the idea is to get more people to understand where it is, what's happened, as you just described, the history. And what is it known for, right? It's known for oil, gas, mineral wealth, right?
Well, that's primarily the reason why Pakistan occupied this territory. It's 44% of Pakistan's landmass. So it's also the most richest in natural resources. It has the lowest population. So if we were an independent state, we would be quite well off because we don't have a huge population. But Pakistan's population is like the most populous province is 200 million. That's 110 million. So the total population of Pakistan is 200 million, and one province comprises 110 million, and we're only 10 million in comparison. So all our natural resources are still not enough for them. We've got oil, we've got the largest copper reserves in the world. And one of the largest gold reserves in the world, natural gas, and also a port which China is seeking to gain access to the Indian Ocean. So they're constructing a port with the help of the Pakistani authorities.
Wow. We're speaking with Nordin Mangal. He is a political activist, human rights defender, and spokesperson for the World Baloch Organization. And he's exiled, actually, speaking to us in London, to the UK, because what is the fear that you'd be killed, right, by the Pakistan government?
Oh, the Pakistani government does not want this issue to be spoken about, which is why no one knows about it, unfortunately. You know, unfortunately for the US, it seems to be that the US government doesn't, even though it might want to talk about this issue, might want to raise human rights abuses, but because it's such a sensitive issue for Pakistan, it's Achilles' heel. So it doesn't want to jeopardize its relationship, maybe, by talking mm-hmm. about this issue. In such a huge territory, there's not even a single U.S. consulate. And, you know, there's no access for journalists, no access to international aid agencies or human rights organizations. And, you know, so people who talk about this issue internationally, I mean, Pakistan tries to malign them, or those who are in Balochistan, they end up being killed. So Pakistan's put all its efforts in trying to stop this word spreading across the world. You know, they don't want people to know. And I hope that, you know, this campaign that up London and New York, that people will get to know more about it.
And one of the things that you did is advertise on taxi cabs, and because you wanted to get the word out, right?
Yeah, so it's a human rights campaign. You know, Pakistan's and human rights organizations, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, they've reported on abuses being committed by the Pakistani army in Balochistan. So a lot of people don't know about this, and a lot of Pakistanis don't even know.
They don't even know about it, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay, Nordin. As we continue the conversation, you're saying a lot of Pakistanis don't even understand about it, right?
They don't. I mean, there was this media, like BBC survey a few years ago, where people on the streets of Pakistan were asked about Balochistan and if they could name a few cities, and they couldn't, and they didn't even know the history of Balochistan. A lot of people in Pakistan, the majority doesn't even know that Pakistan had occupied Balochistan.
Yeah, and speaking of that, too, and so this really brings it home, and people understand how serious this is in Balochistan. Have any of your relatives been killed or mistreated at all by the Pakistani military for raising their voices?
So my grandfather was the first chief minister of Balochistan. He was the first democratically elected chief minister in the 1970s, and his government was toppled by the Pakistani authorities 9 months after he was elected. He was imprisoned by the Pakistani authorities, again, because he demanded greater autonomy for the Baloch people. Now, my uncle, who was very young at the time, was a campaigner, human rights campaigner, political activist, and he was abducted in the city of Karachi in Pakistan, and he's been missing ever since. This is 1976. 6th February 1976. He's been missing ever since. And very recently, in 2012, a former Pakistani general, the head of the ISI, the intelligence service, Pakistani intelligence service, he's retired. I mean, now he's passed away, but he's retired then. And he admitted on national television that my uncle had actually been abducted and killed during torture by the Pakistani authorities. You know, it's been 40 years that, you know, no one's heard of him, and you know, we never got his body. So, you know, this is just one example. Like, he was the son of a chief minister, so you can imagine the lives that common people face in their everyday lives. There are thousands of people who have gone missing, and every of the day their body is dumped by the Pakistani authorities just to spread fear amongst the public. Like, and you know, when there's so many thousands of people missing and there's a body dumped in the street and they haven't identified it. So in the first few hours when people are, all these families that are affected, they're trying to find out who it is. They all think it's their loved one. So it's a way of spreading fear in society, because the thousands of people that are affected, and this is something that's been going on for years. And Pakistan, on the other hand, is also using religion against the Baloch people. They're using Islam as a tool against the Baloch people. As they say, religion is the last resort of a coward. So they're using this to corrupt the society. And not only that, the Pakistani authorities have for years deceived the West. They're deceiving the U.S. and other Western governments by making them believe that Pakistan is actually an ally. Well, they're not. They were sheltering the most wanted man in the world, and they have been supporting these elements in the region. And I've got to say this, that if there is no problem of extremism, fundamentalism in the region, Pakistan will no longer get the billions of dollars that it has been. For as long as there's a problem, Pakistan is going to keep getting these billions of dollars, and it doesn't want that problem to come to an end, you know?
Boy, and what a poignant thing to say, and as you mentioned, you have to say it, so I want that to sink in for people. It's the perfect place to end this very sad Baloch, what's happening there. Now it's on my radar, I can tell you that. Norton Mangle, thank you so much for raising the awareness about this very serious, awful problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So I'm totally excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. He may be, I don't know, zoning out, perhaps grabbing a few Z's or meditating, and I can completely relate to that because Peter Friedman from Calm.com, my favorite new app, is going to join us. And Greg, I have to tell you, it's been a game changer for me. Sometimes with, you know, everything I have going on, radio shows and speaking, you know, my crazy life and writing a book, I have a hard time winding down, especially.
No, not, you have a hard time. You have a hard time winding down.
Shocking, but this app has been a game changer for me. I fall asleep. I turn it, I put it on, and it's right there at my nightstand, and it's awesome. And I've also used it when I've been in before I get on a plane, where I used to say I can't even try to meditate. I can't calm my mind down, and I use it then too, and it's helped
That's
me.
Great, you know, as you were describing it, and by the way, I want to, Peter, it's great that you're here, Peter Friedman. He works with a company called Calm.com, and I want to spell it because it's a little hard to catch verbally. It's C-A-L-M, like calm down, Calm.com. And Peter's the producer of a movie called Ba Ba Land, which we're going to talk about. But I want to say, Kate, and Peter, we will let you talk too. Don't worry. It's
okay.
But it is our show, gosh darn it. but I want to, you know, I'm getting on a plane to New York tomorrow, and as you were describing this app, I was thinking maybe I should download that and listen to it on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'll check that out. I will report back. Do you think we should let Peter talk now?
I think we should, Peter. So here's the question. I want to ask you this. You are the producer of this new film, Baba Land, for Calm.com, and apparently it's an 8-hour slow-motion film about sleep, but the crazy thing...
About sheep.
Sheep, not sleep. Sheep and sleep go together, by the way. It's billed as the dullest movie ever made. What is that about? How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, and if you're the dullest guest we've ever had, this interview's not going to last very long. So, unlike the sheep, you better pump it up.
If you're still awake in 5 minutes, then I'll be doing a poor job. Yeah, we came up with the idea because a lot of people use Calm.com as a way to help them get to sleep. And one of the most popular features on Calm.com are their sleep stories or bedtime stories for grown-ups. So we were chatting and talking, and we were discussing, well, what would be the ultimate insomnia cure? And one of the ideas suggested was an 8-hour slow-motion movie about sheep, which sort of the antidote to Hollywood action movies, where, I mean, a movie like The Bourne Supremacy, for example, the average camera shot lasts about 2 seconds, where we have camera shots over an hour long. So it's basically, it consists of 8 hours of sheep standing around in a field doing very little. So we are billing it, as you say, as the dullest movie ever made and as the ultimate insomnia cure.
So is it 8 hours? Is it significant that it's 8 hours long, or did you get bored after 8 hours?
The reason for 8 hours, of course, is because that's the number of hours that we're supposed to sleep to get a good night's sleep. But the director's cut was about 12 or 13 hours. We really had to battle with the director to get it down to 8 hours. So we may release that if there's enough public demand. There's also a trailer that's just under 90 seconds that you can find online by Googling Baba Land. So that's for those who haven't got time to watch the whole 8 hours. Yeah, so far, we've only released the trailer. We're going to do a world premiere of the movie at a cinema in the center of London in the UK in September, probably mid-September. And we're also going to be doing a global webcast on the same day, which will be a world premiere, which will be on Calm.com. So people across the world will be able to watch it.
Are Kate and I invited to the world premiere? Because
you are certainly invited. There will be members of the cast attending.
No, really?
Yes.
There will be sheep
the world
there?
Exclusive. But you're invited either to the premiere in London or to watch it online on Calm.com. We also hope it will have a future on TV. I mean, it's an example of the art film genre known as slow cinema, which, as you know, is characterized by very long camera shots and general lack of plot or action or narrative. But it's also an example of the growing genre of slow TV, and a number of TV channels, including Netflix and the BBC and various channels in Scandinavia and Czech Republic, there is a growing appetite for slow TV, long, slow programs in which very little happens. So we expect that after it premieres in the cinema in London and on Calm.com, that it will have a future on TV, maybe on Netflix, maybe on a dedicated channel.
Mm. Wow. So yeah. So you made this movie for Calm.com. We haven't really delved into the company at all, so tell us about the company, Peter.
Well, Calm.com is a very fast-growing meditation app. There's a number of, as you know, there's a number of guided meditation programs of different lengths and on different themes that you can enjoy. mean, it actually started by two British guys, but it's based in San Francisco. Mm. And it's, yeah, it's growing very fast. It's last month passed 10 million downloads, and the company is growing, will grow in revenue about threefold this year, so it's going to grow about 300%. It's also just launched its first physical product last week, in fact, which is called Sleep Mist, which is a lavender sleep spray that you spray on your pillow. But what's unusual about it is it goes with while inhaling the lavender spray, you also listen to an accompanying sleep story or bedtime story on a lavender theme. So it's a kind of new combination of aromatherapy and audio therapy, a combination of smell and sound to help you. So, I mean, lots of people in Silicon Valley, I'm sure you know, are doing all sorts of high-tech things with virtual reality to create immersive experiences, but this is a very low-tech new type of immersive experience, combining, as I say, smell and sound. So you will go to sleep while listening to a very slow, relaxing story about lavender and lavender fields in Provence in southern France, while inhaling the special spray, which is scientifically proven to help you relax and nod off to sleep. So yeah, it's growing very fast, and it's doing all sorts of innovative things. The Babaland movie and the first physical product are both examples of how it's starting to move from online to offline into the real world. So it's going to be occupying both spheres, the online and the offline world.
I want to bring this conversation back to the topic of sleep. We're talking with Peter Friedman. He's the producer of the new film Babaland. It's B-A-A, B-A-A, if that reminds you of a sheep, it's deliberate. Babaland, it's an 8-hour slow-motion film he made for Calm.com about sheep, and it's billed as the dullest movie ever made. And Peter, what I want to ask you is, you made the movie, you said, 8 hours long because that's how much time we should be getting sleep. I'm guessing you have some statistics about how much time we're actually getting sleep.
Yes, I'm trying to get them to hand. I know that tens of millions of Americans do have serious sleep problems, and insomnia is a modern and growing epidemic. Yeah, the statistics are pretty frightening. So most people are getting significantly less than that. Fortunately, I'm not one of them because sleeping is one of my big talents. We did a survey a few weeks ago to find out which day of the week people had most difficulty sleeping, and the runaway winner was Sunday. Three times as many people have trouble sleeping on a Sunday as on any other day, and the day when people have least trouble sleeping is Thursday night, and the reasons for those two things are connected. There are a number of reasons people find difficulty sleeping on Sunday night, but the biggest reason is they disrupt their routine. They kind of go to bed late on a Friday, and even more on a Sunday, on a Saturday, and then they sleep in late on a Saturday morning. And then by the time it gets to Sunday night, they're not tired, they're not sleepy, and then so they can't get to sleep. Then they start worrying about they can't get to sleep, and then they get into a vicious circle. And I mean, by Thursday night, they've just about got back into their routine after spending a whole week getting back into the groove, and then the weekend comes round again. So yeah, sleep is a huge problem, and that's why one of the reasons that Calm is growing so fast, because people use both the meditation programs and the sleep stories, the bedtime stories for grown-ups, to help them get to sleep. And they're both kind of natural sleep aids, because it's obviously far better if you can get a natural aid than if you have to rely on medication.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear more about the premiere. We definitely have to have you back on because I want to see what that cast of hundreds, all those sheep, are like. Peter Friedman, com.com, and the producer of Ba Ba Land. I love it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
To talk to is a guy named John Register. If you haven't heard him, you need to hear him speak. In fact, go to johnregister.com and you can, you know, learn all the details about this tremendous person. He was an All-American track star. Then he was an amputee, and then he overcame that and became a Paralympic medalist. Just an amazing, energetic, engaging. I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use to sum up this guy, but so positive, and you can feel his warmth and positivity when you see him. John, it's good to catch up with you again.
You too, Kate. Great to be on your show again.
So let's talk about you know, we kind of have, I think a lot of people, since we'll talk about speaking first, a lot of people have this mentality of victimization. Something happens to them, unforeseen. Your life is going on, and it's great, and you've got that plan, and you had a plan, and you were on the right track, so to speak. And then what happens when you get hit with this wicked curveball? I guess you have two choices, right? To either bathe in being a victim or come out of it and emerge maybe even greater. And do you feel like that's what happened to you?
Yeah, we do have a couple of choices because we all will go through some type of adversity in our lives. And how we handle it is either going to push us towards, you know, victory and success and our metal plating performances, or we're going to go down to a downward spiral. And I experienced both of those when I had my injury as the eighth fastest 400-meter hurdler in the country and, you know, some 25th in the world at that time. And, you know, in the speaker community, as we say, anytime you have something tragic happen to you, you have a story.
So you did have a story, so you found that story in all right. seriousness. That's crazy. I want to tell people here, because they know how I feel about veterans and people who serve, and we have so many, have had so many soldiers on our show and so many others involved in the military, and you were part of Operation Desert Storm, right? And that kind of disrupted your training program.
That's correct. I joined the military for very personal and selfish reasons. I wanted to continue to run track and field. I was a four-time All-American at Arkansas, and the Army had a program. It's called the Army's World Class Athlete Program. There are actually 10 soldiers on the Rio team this year, as well as two Paralympic athletes on the Rio team that are still on active duty serving in this program. On my way to do my training, I got called up for Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I was terrified, went to the war, came back without a scratch, and then began my preparation training for the 1992 Olympic Games.
Yeah, and that's when you had your accident. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was training for the games of after 92. I was 17th in the 400-meter hurdles and had a real good shot of making the team in 1996. I went across the hurdle in a training session and landed awkwardly, dislocating my left knee, severing the artery behind the kneecap, and then 5 days later, making the tough decision to actually amputate the leg because of poor circulation and the arterial blood flow, which, of course, moves blood away from the heart to the lower portions of our body. And I had to make that tough call. And it wasn't easy. I mean, the pain actually spoke for me, but after the amputation, I looked down at my 29-year-old life, and all of a sudden, I was changed. I was different, and I had to begin the process of creating a new normal.
Yeah, and it didn't take long, actually, for you, John. I'm not surprised because you're such a driven person. But what was it, 18 months later, you're competing in the Paralympic Games in Atlanta?
Right, and 18 months prior, I didn't even know about the Paralympic Games. I didn't know there was this parallel games for athletes with physical disabilities and visual impairments. It was my wife who actually not really told me about the games, but actually put me in the mindset to get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And as I was struggling, as many of us do with our challenges, she said, you know what, we're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. And that, those were the words that pushed me to say, I can't wallow in what has happened, what's transpired, because that leg is past. And I didn't overcome the amputation because if I'd have overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back, right? Mm-hmm. I overcame those things that were the stigma I had against myself, the stigma of other people saying what I could or could not do if they were in my situation. And, you know, why those stigmas were there in the first place. Those are the things I had to overcome. And I also had a great avenue of sport and swimming to help me get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And I just happened to fluke up, mess up, and actually make the Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, and you know, it's great, too. So you make that team, and then there you are at the Paralympics in Sydney, Australia. What was that like for you? That had to be awesome.
The Paralympic Games in Sydney was probably the best experience of my sporting life, not just because of the competition and that we trained for. In my case, this was 20 years of culmination. an injury, an amputation, and then getting back and on the track. And now here I am, you know, 6.5 years post-injury, and I'm competing in a long jump for a medal. And I wound up winning silver by, you know, the gold medal was 4.5 inches farther than I jumped. And to have that experience with all my family there, with an amazing crowd of Australians that were supporting every athlete, this whole movement of just celebrating who we are as humans was, it's indescribable, that feeling. And it wasn't just for the athletes, it was also for those that were witnessing this. I call it the what to wow, because when we watch Paralympic sports, some people think they confuse it with Special Olympics, and it's not. It's a total different governance structure. It's not participatory. Special Olympics is. This is gold, silver, and bronze. People are going to bite and scratch and scrape and train as hard as they can to be the best in the world. And when you see that moving forward, this what to wow is, what is this all about? What are we watching here? And then you see a person with no legs run underneath 11 seconds for a 100-meter dash. You say, wow, that was amazing. Or you see somebody swimming about a second slower than Michael Phelps, and they're missing a leg. These are amazing, incredible athletes, and they don't think of themselves as something special or superhuman. They're just doing what everyone else in society wants to do, and that's be treated with dignity and respect. Yeah, so that, you know, I think the last growth is that we go from that what to wow, and then oh. And that's where I want to get to with Paralympic sport is, of course they should be doing this. It shouldn't be any different than us celebrating, you know, when LeBron won, you know, for the Cavs this year in basketball, or Steph Curry shooting lights out in threes. If you practice at excellence, you will have excellence. And that's in any walk of life. I don't care if you're a CEO or if you're opening up doors as a frontline leader. If you practice it, you will become that which you want to be.
Wow, great words. Practice it, you'll become that which you want to be. And you said the Paralympics, because I've been watching them for a long time, are incredibly competitive. It's, like you said, not to be confused with Special Olympics. For some reason, initially, I think people just didn't realize what Paralympics was, but now I think there's no question about it. It has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you watch the Olympics, they're emphasizing it. They're talking about it, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you can watch, you know, an American audience, if you're watching and you're paying attention to the commercials that are on right now, they're teasing up the 66 hours that NBC is going to be showing the games that start on September 7th in Rio de Janeiro. So you're going to, companies are starting to align with social causes around Paralympic athletes, because they realize that these athletes are training at the same rate and sometimes even harder and have greater physical ability than their Olympic counterparts. So, for example, BMW is unveiling their wheelchair racing chair for our athletes who are going to be competing on the track. It's an amazing, they have jumped the game in wheelchair racing design by 10 years, at least 10 years. It's amazing. They built out the two-man bobsled for our men's and women's bobsled team. So we're using technology to advance it forward.
Wow. Love it. All right, we'll be looking for that for sure, John, and we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to johnregister.com. Great speaker. For people listening that have businesses, everybody's clamoring to get him in their house. John, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you a bit later.
Thank you. If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.